The IBEW represents 18 rank-and-file employees in the City Electric Department who ratified the contract 2 weeks ago on a 9-7 vote. IBEW Representative Mike Notar urged the Assembly to sign off on the agreement despite the mixed reception of the employees. Here's an excerpt of his remarks to the Assembly.
We certainly didn't get everything we asked for. We got some things that we thought were necessary. I recognize that it is difficult to get electrical workers. There are utilities around the country offering signing bonuses and 18-month mortgage payments on people's homes. So my intent and original opening statement during the negotiation was to talk about parity and looking at bringing you guys here at the City of Sitka close to what was enjoyed at the other utilities around the state of similar size. I think we got pretty close to that. While I don't think we're there yet, I think we made a good first step.
Notar said that the split vote among electrical department employees indicated that not all were happy with the agreement, but he said that was the nature of negotiations. Much of the Assembly discussion of the contract occurred in a 90-minute closed-door session prior to Tuesday's regular meeting. During open deliberations prior to the approval vote, some Assembly members voiced dismay that all union members were not on board. Here's Assemblymember Nancy Kavanaugh, followed by Heidi Raffelli.
I was surprised at the vote by the employees because this looks like a very generous contract. And I understand that there are some very difficult to fill positions here and the demand for them is high. But I think as employer of the City of Sitka, we have a very good contract to offer and excellent benefits. And you're very fortunate, I believe, if you're an employer of the City of Sitka.
I definitely think it's a generous contract. In fact, it's the most generous contract I've read in a long time. Being a teacher, I know that the teacher base in Sitka would love to have some of the benefits that are in here. And I always cheer for everybody to make a decent wage, to make a fair wage, to have benefits that support and protect their families and keep them healthy and all of those things. And I think this contract definitely does that. I just I wish that I saw that kind of support presented to people in our community, such as teachers, because I think it's just a remarkable contract.
Assemblymember Heidi Raffelli, preceded by Nancy Kavanaugh. A confidential memo released by the Finance Department following Tuesday's approval vote estimates that the IBEW contract will cost the city about $112,000 more this year than if there were no contract. Over the next 2 years, that number steps up as employees receive their negotiated annual raises of 3.5%, rather than their 2.5% projected raises without collective bargaining. Finance puts the total cost of the contract through 2010 at just under $470,000. Should the city choose to recover those costs through electric rates, it would mean a monthly increase of just over a dollar per month this year for a typical household of four, stepping up to $1.80 per month in 2010. Only Marco Dapsevich opposed the contract, saying, "You can't go backwards." The mayor believed that the retention problems in the electric department had already been addressed prior to collective bargaining. Assemblymember Reber Stein was recused from deliberations Tuesday evening. He is employed as an information officer for the Alaska State Employees Association, the third and only remaining union yet to reach an agreement with the city. Stein told Raven News that because the ASEA was still in negotiations, he felt it was not appropriate for him to participate in concluding the agreement with the IBEW. Sitka voters in 2006 approved an initiative allowing the city's employees to negotiate through collective bargaining instead of using the non-binding meet and confer process, which it succeeded.